This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hoof, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
And that's me. Yeehaw, boys and girls. How are you? It is the last Sunday in September of 2010. It's almost a full decade since we partied on 1999. I have no concept of where the time has gone, which means that you only have one short hour to write down the phone number, call us up, make your pledge. Mark Smith from Grateful Dead is here. Sean McCord is here. Ann Williams is here. And we have Rita Ralston. She is the executive director from the Ronald McDonald House. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you?
Just fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And glad you are here. We also have another guest who was here for us in the spring fun drive, Ren.
Yes, my name is Ren Henry.
My 7-year-old nephew has come to party with us again in the fall fun drive. Please write down the phone numbers, 979-0919. If you're a little further out of town, we've heard a lot from the Richmond folks so far this fundraiser. 1-877 WNRN Rocks. That is the toll-free number, but it works for the folks in Harrisonburg and Lynchburg and all the other places who can hear us online. I know we've got some folks who've been listening online. That's 1-877 WNRN Rocks, 979-0919. There's a lot out there that I've brought in this hour and that WNRN has decided to share with the folks on the wake-up call for your pledge. The Level 1 pledge, the Level 2 pledge. The Level 2 pledge has a lot of gift certificates. Everything from the Bel Air Market, C&O Restaurant, Sammy Snacks. The folks at Sammy Snacks have given us some gift certificates, $25 for food. There's a lot of restaurants, C&O, Maya, Blue Light, Escafe. In Crozet, there's Far Downers and Three Notch Grill, Charlie's in Lynchburg. My friends at L'Etoile, Mark and Vicky Gresge, have passed along some gift certificates to share with me for the hour. There's some L'Etoile gift certificates as well, both for brunch as well as for the three-course chef's dinner. Things for Stanton. Level 3 pledges. I've got passes for King's Dominion. Coca-Cola, nice enough to share two passes towards King's Dominion, which is still open on the weekends in October. So certainly time and opportunity for people to go to King's Dominion. Hamilton's, Mockingbird, Lee Channing, who visits us regularly. Lee Channing, there's one-hour session with Lee Channing. We always get a lot of phone calls when she's here for the free questions. Maybe someone would like to pledge some money for an hour session with Lee Channing. Also, one extra thing that I have, Hughes Solar Energy, a business in this area, Hughes Solar Energy, has offered, I have two gift certificates for $125 towards the home energy audit, so you can see what you can do to improve your carbon footprint. And then finally, one of the reasons that we have Rita Ralston here in the studio today, Rita is from the Ronald McDonald House, a nonprofit business, and something that's dear to your heart, correct?
Correct. It's a real passion of mine.
You can make a level 4 pledge to the wake-up call and identify something that's dear to your heart, that's a passion, and we'll put that show together for you and with you. So dial us up, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. We have all these things. We have more that I didn't even mention. Call up, have the folks who answer the phone give you a hand, go through the list with you, identify what you can afford. Remember, $20 gets get you a premium sheet, which has a lot of interesting coupons and discounts on that alone. $20 gets you something, as well as the good spirit that goes with making your pledge. All right, let's jump into the concept of the hour, which is giving some notice to people who deserve it. Rita Ralston from the Ronald McDonald House. My nephew Ren and I are here to hit you up with some tough questions. All right. Ren, you have a question from for Rita, don't you?
Uh-huh.
All right. Talk into the microphone now and ask your question.
Why is it called the Ronald McDonald House?
Well, that's a good question. For our particular house, we started out in the early 80s as the Hearthstone House. And toward the late 80s, we realized that there was a real synergy with this larger organization called Ronald McDonald Houses. And so at that point, we joined with them and became a Ronald McDonald House.
What, though, Rita, I mean, Ronald McDonald House, that means it started somewhere else. It started somehow in other places. How did that come about? I mean, it's one thing to be another place, but how do you join in so that it has the cool name?
Yeah, it's a wonderful story, actually. And it goes back to the early 70s when Fred Hill, who was a tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles, Fred and his wife Fran had a daughter, Kim. And Kim developed leukemia. And while they were being treated at the Children's Hospital there in Philadelphia, what they observed were all these families who were coming in from distances that had no place to stay. They couldn't afford hotels. They were there suddenly without additional clothing and amenities that you would have in your own home. And they saw a need. So they worked together with a friend of theirs who had a McDonald's franchise, and with the owners and operators of the Eagles themselves, and with Children's Hospital, and came up with this concept of a Ronald McDonald House, a place, a home away from home for families when their children are in the hospital. And it grew from there.
Let me take a moment. Again, this is the Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, talking with Rita Ralston. She's the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House, a major nonprofit, not just nationally, but also here in Charlottesville. Is there a Ronald McDonald House in any of our other areas? Was there one in Richmond or Lynchburg or Harrisonburg or Lexington?
Richmond, Roanoke, Norfolk, and two in the D.C. area. There are 300 around the world. It's actually an international organization.
Where are some around the world?
Oh, my goodness. We're getting ready to open houses in Ecuador and Uruguay.
Really?
Really, yes.
Are there McDonald's restaurants in those places?
Not necessarily all of those places, but the need is there. So these houses are opening to help families that have to come in for medical treatment for their children. And the house is one of the cornerstone programs of the charity. There are also Ronald McDonald family rooms and care mobiles. Also global projects.
11:09 here on the Wake Up Call. And we're here talking with Rita Ralston about the Ronald McDonald House. My nephew Ren is here with me. Say hi.
Hi.
We're co-partnering today. I'm sharing the mic, which many people wish probably happened more often. Let me give a thank you to the Blue Ridge Graphics for supporting WNRN. It's underwriters, as well as folks who make the pledge this week. Blue Ridge Graphics, you can find them at Mead Avenue and East High Street here in Charlottesville. They serve us with custom T-shirts and sportswear and professional graphic design since 1979. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746. Online, it's brgtshirts.com. We've already gotten a few pledges. Phone's ringing up right away. Thank you to John Herman, my friend John Herman. We go way back with the pledge. He's got the Martin's Grill gift certificate. I hadn't even mentioned that one. And somebody jumped on that, Martin's Grill. Friends of mine up 29 North, right next to the Forest Lakes Market. Thank you to Ryan Martin for giving that. And thank you to John Herman for calling up. Gene McCusker. Gene McCusker has supported WNRN, and she's always been with us here on Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. She's been a guest. She is with the Home Instead Senior Care here in Charlottesville, Jean McCusker, with a nice pledge as well. And then you want to know the first pledge that came in? The first pledge actually came in online from someone who was so scared that she might miss the hour because she gets so busy out wandering the mountains or doing some artwork. My friend, Brenda Clement Jones, she contacts me. She sends me emails to say, why didn't you ask this question? And I say, why didn't you call up and ask that question? Or she will thank me for the show or remind me for other things. Brenda Clement Jones has been supporting of this program for, I'll say, a decade. And thank you to Brenda for providing the first pledge. And she did that online. You can go online as well, make your pledge while we sit here and talk. Wren and I talk with Rita Ralston from Ronald McDonald House. Wren, you have another question for Ms. Ralston?
Just a minute. Let me read this and just talk.
So, okay, I'll just talk while you read that. I got a question for you, Rita. Which are you ready now?
What is the money used for, and do y'all just collect money?
So do you just raise money? How do you raise money, and what do you do with it?
Well, we raise money in a number of ways, through special events such as golf tournaments and other specialty occasions, and through newsletters and face-to-face with folks. Folks are so responsive when we talk about our charity and the work that we do. We're very blessed in that regard. So we depend on the kindness of folks to help us through. Now, what we do with it is provide lodging for folks that need a home away from home when their child is brought into the hospital. So we have essentially 18 rooms, family rooms, in our house, much like a hotel, where these folks stay.
Where is the house?
It's on 9th Street, so we're very close to the University Hospital.
And the house, my understanding from your early answer and from what I do know about Ronald McDonald House, is you have a large house and sort of like has family suites in it.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who have long-term needs for the kids at the hospital, you have a place for the families to stay so they don't have to pay as much at the hotel room. Does it cost them anything?
We ask for a contribution of $15 a night if the family can do that. But there are absolutely no financial requirements to stay at the Ronald McDonald House. Just the fact that you have a need and we have availability. So we try to keep the house full at all times, which we do. In fact, if anything, we're running a lengthy waiting list. And that's putting pressure on us to see what our options are in terms of expansion. But some of our stays, you mentioned long-term only, some of our stays are overnight. Some can be for months and months. It's a real mix depending on the need of the families.
And do you have to provide some sort of financial statement that shows that you're not well off enough to stay at the hotel that's nearby?
Absolutely not. That's not a question of ours. Our question is, are you from a spot about an hour away from here? When can you come over? We have a space. We don't have any financial requirements.
And the house is. I mean, it's much like an inexpensive bed and breakfast, right? Because you provide food you have kitchens.
Yes.
For use. How many people can your suite hold?
Well, it's 18 rooms, and we can take up to 4 in a room. So that would be our maximum capacity. We do have a beautiful kitchen area where our families can cook their own meals. Each family is provided with a shelf in the refrigerator and a spot in the pantry, and there's a freezer there. You know, for many families, when you're in a medical crisis, you try and find points of normalcy. Being able to come back to the house and cook a meal, cook something that tastes familiar, some of that, you know, home food, is a tremendous comfort. So that's one of the things we allow them to do. But we also have some wonderful, wonderful folks in this community who are very faithful about bringing meals into us. Friday night, for example, we had a group of university students that came in and fixed spaghetti, and they cooked brownies, and it was wonderful.
And when you do that, and there goes the phone, 979-0919 is ringing, and you can dial it up again, because I think for the fundraiser we have it's set up so that it won't be busy. It'll kick over to the next open line. So 979-0919, we are here today to raise money for WNRN, to show support for WNRN, but also to show support for Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. And thank you to those who show their support through being guests, through suggesting topics, for making their calls with questions and comments during the hour. But now's when I like it most. Please, now, show your support now. Call up with your pledge. $20 for the station gets you the premium sheet, which has all kinds of cool things on it. There's gift certificates to a variety of restaurants, Baja Bean, Zazu's, Sticks, $5 off at Plan 9. If you're listening to WNRN, then you probably shop or get some music. So $5 gift certificate at Plan 9. For those of you who recognize my support of and have heard me talk about my dog Lazarus, Ren, who's your favorite dog?
Lazarus.
Yeah. Lazarus. There's Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA has a $50 off any adoption. And then while I love Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA, don't forget, while there's not a gift certificate there, to go down and visit those at the Nelson County SPCA. That's where Lazarus spent his early time. Ren, did you have a question? We were talking about food with Ms. Ralston. Didn't you have a question about food?
Is the Ronald McDonald House just for kids, or, is the Ronald McDonald House just for adults, or can kids and babies stay there too?
That's a great question. One of the things we love is when families come and they bring the sibling of the child who's in the hospital, because that puts young voices and joy in the hallways, and it's wonderful for us. Now, sometimes we actually have the patient that's staying with us, because they come and they stay here near the hospital, and then they go over to the hospital during the day to receive treatment and then come back. So it's very often that we have children in the house, and we love that.
11:19 here on Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Mostly cloudy with rain today. Highs about 71 in our area, upper 70s in Richmond. Rain tonight, lows in the upper 50s, mid-60s in Richmond. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with temperatures in the upper 60s, a little warmer in Richmond. Right now, there's some light rain in the valley in 63, cloudy in Lynchburg in 61, cloudy in Richmond at 74, and a nice day in Charlottesville with a few drizzles, 66.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And let me give a shout out with thanks to the folks at RelayFoods.com, serving Charlottesville and Richmond. RelayFoods.com is the place to go for locally grown food and groceries from your favorite local stores and restaurants. You can order until midnight, and it'll be ready by 3 p.m. the next day. RelayFoods.com lets you save time, beat traffic, and get the food you need from sources you know and trust. That's RelayFoods.com. And let's all thank Hatter and Sons Incorporated. Hatter and Sons specializes in carpentry and cabinets with several lines of semi-custom cabinetry and a designer with over 35 years of design and installation experience. Hatter & Sons can help you transform your vision into reality. You can visit their showroom near Wintergreen, or you can call Larry, 540-943-9992. All right, 11:21 here on the Wake Up Call. It is Fundraiser Sunday here in the fall. Please dial us up with your pledge if you can. 979-0919 1-877-967-6762. We do have a couple more pledges. Thanks out to my friends Dave and Tracy DeGregory from Scottsville. Always appreciated when you have some friends supporting you during the hour. Chester and Hound Incorporated. They are a graphics design business here in Charlottesville, Chester and Hound. And then Professor Ramazani has been on the program. Professor R.K. Ramazani from University of Virginia. But I haven't heard from my mother. Mom?
Yes.
Where are you?
I'm at home at the moment. And can I say something first before you ask me a question?
Yes.
I used to work in the Department of Government and Foreign Affairs, and I worked with Dr. Ramazani.
Well, he's supposed to be...
when you were just born.
Wow, not too long ago then.
That's correct.
Professor Ramazani has agreed to come on the program again. He will be visiting us on October 17th, I think. And I'll have to tell him that. Is he going to remember you? Did you cause any trouble?
I don't think I caused any trouble, and I was only there for a short time, so he probably doesn't remember me. But I remember him because his name was so different.
Well, he's
Smith or Forrest or Jones.
Professor Emeritus R.K. Ramazani will be here in a couple weeks. But, Mom, where is your pledge? Your mother should always support the son in times of need.
That's correct. And then my pledge is there in the studio with you. I believe that Ren Wayne Hinchy has it with him to present to you.
What? Ren?
Yes?
You've had this the whole time?
Yes, I have.
Oh, goodness. Oh, well, there we go. A lovely pledge from my mother. Extra,
and
extra
father.
Large pledge from my mother. Super. All right. Well, that's right. Let's clap for Grandma. All right, Mom. Are you on the... Did I bother you on the tea box or something?
No, we haven't left to go to the tea box.
Oh, okay. Well, this pledge turns into good karma for those on the golf course today.
Okay, great.
All right.
Use some good karma.
All right. Everyone else, other friends and family members should follow my mother's lead. Call up with a lovely pledge.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can challenge them to give as much or twice as much even.
That's right. And I'll tell you how much that is if you call and ask to give as much or twice as much. We'll announce that to you. Thank you, Mom, and thank Dad as well.
Okay, will do.
All right, love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
And there you go. Sometimes you just have to bug her and remind her, and sometimes she comes prepared, and she hands it up to your nephew, who you have to remind to dish it out of his pocket.
Yes, you do. A lot.
Yes, a lot. All right, Sunday morning wake-up call, 11:24. It is Fundraiser Sunday. And don't forget, you know, there's a lot of things out there. Call and make the pledge of whatever level works best for you. There's stuff, again, the $20 pledge, in which we just got an anonymous pledge from a Yankee fan who pledged $20. A Yankee fan pledged $20. They asked to treat other Yankee fans to do the same. Yes, all New York Yankee fans, of which, despite being born in Virginia, my grandfather liked the Yankees, and then I was a big Reggie Jackson fan at the time, and I learned to love the Yankees when he joined them. So, other Yankee fans, I promise not to talk smack to the Red Sox fans or anyone else if they would like to make a pledge. But this Yankee fan asked that all Yankee fans call up and make a $20 pledge. Sean McCord, can I pass this check to you to have filled out properly? Yes, it's not made out to you. So 11:25, please call with your pledge. And there's all kinds of stuff. But again, remember that Rita Ralston is here representing the Ronald McDonald House as something that she pledges her passion to. You can call and make your dollar pledge to WNRN and to the Sunday morning wake-up call, because during this hour, the top-level pledge, you and I, whoever pledges the money, will work together to do the show that means the most to you, whether that's a topic, whether that's another nonprofit in our area. Please, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. All right, back with Rita Ralston, Executive Director from the Charlottesville Ronald McDonald House. Wren, this was my favorite question that you had for her. You have to ask it, not just read it.
I know, I'm reading it in my head that I'm going to say it out. When you eat there at the Ronald McDonald House, is it only McDonald food or is it any kind of food?
You know, we get that question quite a lot. Tuesday night.
Do you really?
We do. Tuesday night is Ronald McDonald House restaurant night, where the good folks at McDonald's provide meals for all of our families. But other nights, it's quite a selection of fare, depending on what folks have brought in or what folks are cooking, the families themselves are cooking. So we eat lots of different things.
Does Ronald McDonald or any of the other characters come to visit while people are there?
Sometimes he does. Ronald's pretty busy. But he certainly makes himself available to all of the special events and things that the house has. For example, last May, I went over to Waynesboro to pick up 384 books that were collected at a local elementary school there for our house. And Ronald was there for that because that was a huge event, and it was all organized by fourth graders. So it was a special time for us, and they loved having Ronald there.
I guess so. Wren, have you ever seen Ronald McDonald? Have you ever been to somewhere where Ronald McDonald showed up?
No, but I really want to see him.
So is there any future planning where Ronald McDonald might be coming to the Charlottesville location that Wren can come back up and be a helper, where he can help others who are staying there and work with Ronald McDonald?
Well, you know, that's a wonderful thought. I don't know specifically what his plans are, Wren, but I will find out for you and follow up on that. I promise that.
All right. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. I've called my mother. I've had some friends make their pledges. I've had longtime listeners make their pledges. I would love for you to join in to the crowd, the fun crowd, the party crowd. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. I'm not sure how many of the variety of gift certificates are still available, but I know that my friends Mark and Vicky Gretzky pledged two different gift certificates that are out there. There's $20 towards a Sunday brunch at L'Etoile, as well as $30 towards the chef's three-course dinner at L'Etoile here on West Main Street in Charlottesville. If you've never been to L'Etoile, you are missing out. Mark and Vicky, your friends, it's a wonderful place to go, and the food, obviously delicious. If you haven't given it a try, now is your chance to support the radio station, and in exchange for your support, get a chance to go try something new. And if you have been there, then you know what you're getting and how good it is. We've got the King's Dominion passes, Lee Channing's 1 hour. The phone won't stop ringing when Lee Channing is here in the studio. I would think that someone can make the pledge that gets you the one-hour session with Lee Channing. Something else that's at the lower level, I think the Martin's Grill has already been taken, but there's a $10 gift certificate to Great Scott's Popcorn, which has just moved to the downtown mall. And you can get all kinds of flavors, whether you like sweet or savory. And some people I've seen at the UVA football games have blue and orange popcorn, which you can get from Great Scott's, and that's at a level one pledge. Don't forget, there's the Sammy Snacks gift certificates. I have two $25 gift certificates to Sammy Snacks. Lazarus eats Sammy Snacks. And don't forget, there's a variety of things from those who aren't even in Charlottesville. There's the Stanton date package. There's Baja Bean gift certificate and two Visualite tickets. That's in Stanton. Charlie's restaurant in Lynchburg. Clementine, I believe, is in Harrisonburg. And there's something here for everyone. Ann Williams is here. She's got access to all this stuff. So if you want something in particular, a gift certificate that you've heard about at another area, you live in a place where you'd like to find something that's easy access for you, call up. WNRN needs your support, can find something to make it happen. 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. For those who don't know all about us, Wren, where are you from?
I am from Pocosin.
That's right, Pocosin, Virginia. That's where I grew up. Pocosin Bull Islanders. That's what we are, Pocosin Bull Islanders. And we have a pledge from Joe and Irene, from another Bull Islander. All right, Wren, hi from another Bull Islander. All right, 11:32, we are going to spend just another couple minutes with Rita Ralston. She's the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House. And then Wren and I are going to hit you up hard for your pledge. Rita, how did you get to be involved with the Ronald McDonald House? It doesn't seem like a job that someone of Wren's age goes up thinking that's what they want to do.
Well, I guess it's one of those things where I have worked with nonprofit organizations for most of my adult life, and really believe in the missions that they have, and read that they were looking for an executive director for the Ronald McDonald House, and that immediately jumped out at me. As a mother of four, I realized how blessed I have been with their health. We didn't have any medical crises. The children grew up, and I think to some extent we took it for granted. But when you've seen a family in crisis because of their sick or dying child, you have to respond to that. And that's what the Ronald McDonald House does. So who wouldn't want to be affiliated with that? It's a great cause.
And those of you who have kids and want to be thankful of the health of your kids, and remember, this is a family station, and this is a family program, and it's because of family affiliated people like Sugar Snap, a business here in our area offering gently used baby and kids items, including shoes and hats and nursing pillows, plus maternity and nursing clothes. At Sugar Snap, you can also find cloth diapers and diaper bags and locally made items. They have a kid-friendly play area available while you shop. You can find them on Facebook or Twitter, and at sugarsnapconsignment.com, or at the store in Shoppers World Court. All right, what you got there? Oh, we have another pledge. Loving it up. Oh, from Angie Fink, who I believe is another Bull Islander.
Yeah!
Yeah, gotta like that. Angie Fink making a pledge. Angie, thank you so much for doing that. You don't all have to be Bull Islanders or Yankee fans to dial up the phone. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN Rocks. All right, Wren, I see that I have a copy of your question list, and we've pretty much knocked all your questions off. Do you have something else that popped up in your head? No, I looked. All those questions have been answered. Anything else that you thought of while we were talking? Well, just ask a question. What question comes to mind for Rita?
Do the workers get to stay there, or do they just go to a hotel or the house?
We used to have employees that stayed at the house as resident managers, but now we've switched our staffing and we have awake staffing. That means there are always folks up and working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we have lots of wonderful folks that work for us, and they are always on point there to help our families.
Wow,
is right.
Is the house filled 100% of the time? I mean, 18 rooms, that's a lot. But when I guess you think about the number of children who are unfortunately at the area hospitals.
Exactly. The university admits for inpatients over 100 children a night. So, you know, a goodly number of them are from out of this immediate area. So we do have a lot of folks to serve. And most nights we are absolutely full. We've been lucky to partner with some local hotels who have been wonderful to help us out.
Now, it's 11:36, and we need to be finishing up. Take a moment of the time and tell the listeners something that Ren and I have failed to ask, something that you feel is important to get out there for everybody to know.
Ronald McDonald House Charities supports programs that are geared toward the health and well-being of children. What we know is that when the family stays together, it helps a child heal. What we know is that when a family stays together, that treatment program is going to be better adhered to. So when you think of how healthy your children are, think of those families who aren't so blessed, and think of those of us that come together to try and support them.
Well, real quick, before you go, Ren, I've been told that your friend Ethan and his dad, Stephen, stayed at the Ronald McDonald House down in Norfolk. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And do you know why and whether or not there were any, did they talk about the Ronald McDonald House?
Well, no, but they realized, they looked up online and they found a Ronald McDonald House. They clicked on Ronald McDonald House, and it said, you can stay there if your children's at the hospital.
So even Ren, at age 7, already has a friend who is taking advantage of the importance and the kindness of Ronald McDonald House.
That's wonderful. I'm glad we were there for your friend.
Real quick, before we let you go and spend your Sunday, doesn't Ronald McDonald House have a fundraising event coming up in October? Didn't I read about
that? We do.
The
we have a golf tournament? Classic coming up, and luckily all the teams are sold out, but we would love any other sponsorship dollars that could come our way. That would be wonderful. That's one of our major fundraisers.
All right. Rita Ralston, Executive Director of the Ronald McDonald House here in Charlottesville, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, don't forget that while the Ronald McDonald House needs your support, WNRN also needs your support. Remember that your pledge here, especially a top-level pledge to the WNRN wake-up call, can do double duty. The money can go to WNRN, and the top-level pledge, there's not much in this area where you can get 1 hour of radio time for the nonprofit or the topic that's most important to you, so we can get together, talk about it on a Sunday morning. 11:40 here on the Wake Up Call.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, this week, Oliver Kuttner's car company, Edison II, took the $5 million top prize in the Progressive Automotive X Prize. What's next for the entrepreneur and his team of designers? For many Eco Green folks, sorting the recycling has been an icky household chore until the recent single stream trend. However, not everyone is thrilled to be taking the do out of do good. And get the notes on the goats. An insert with 16 tales of local backyard innovation by Goading Green. The Hook, all day, every day, on the newsstands. And let's thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for their support. They are the headquarters for back-to-school and late summer items with a selection of North Face day packs, fleece jackets, and Keen sandals. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is in the Berkshire Road Shopping Center here in Charlottesville, the Chesterfield Town Center, and Lexington Commons in Richmond. Online, it's brms.com. All right, please dial us up, 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. Remember, whether your pledge is $20 and you get our premium sheet with a wide variety of discounts and coupons, et cetera, to restaurants and everything else out there. There's a lot of gift certificates. Remember, for a lower-level pledge, we have a Great Scott's Popcorn. For the Level 2 pledge, there's Bel Air Market, there's Sammy Snacks. $25 toward Sammy Snacks will get you a medium-sized bag of dog food. If you haven't tried it with your dog before, give it a shot. This is the chance. Again, some of this is double duty. You get to support the radio station and the radio show that you want and that you like, as well as get something going back. There's 12th Street Tap House is on here. L'Etoile, my friends Scott and Vicky from L'Etoile. There's the brunch. There's the three-course dinner. There's King's Dominion passes for two. They are good for weekends through October, but that's it. So if you can go, now's the time. Lee Channing, one-hour session. Hughes Solar Energy Home Energy Audit, $125 applied towards the cost of having them come in and do your home energy audit. And then there's all kinds of stuff out there. There's Hamilton's. I love Hamilton's. Blue Light, Escafe, CNO, and a wide variety of others that would take up the rest of the time just to talk about that. Dial it up, 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. And remember, just like the time that we spent talking with Rita Ralston from Ronald McDonald House, a needy and important nonprofit organization here in the Charlottesville area, there's got to be, I can't think of any person out there that doesn't have a topic, a nonprofit organization that's important to your life. Get together with some friends. Get together with those people who you volunteer with. And everybody toss a little bit of money together in the pile, call up, make the pledge, and we will do the show that you want, that you need, that you find important. I'm here with my nephew, Ren Hinchy. Ren, so how's it going so far, 11:44?
Good.
Yeah, are you having a good time?
Yes, I am.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a few questions because not everybody... And everybody knows much about Ren Hinchy. Ren, my 7-year-old nephew, who one day will be in entertainment or politics. So you're age 7. What grade are you in?
Second grade.
And what are some of your favorite things to do?
My favorite sports are wrestling, soccer, baseball, and football.
Gosh, that's one every season. When you say wrestling, do you wear a mask?
You do not wear a mask, but you wear a mask for your ears so you don't break your ears.
No, I meant a mask like like one of those funny Mexican wrestler masks.
No.
So like when you wrestle, are you called the caveman or superstar or something like that?
No, I'm just regular.
Just regular. So it's regular, kind of regular high school or Olympic wrestling, not where they slam each other with chairs or jump from the top onto each other.
No.
Okay. So what are some of your favorite things that are not sports?
Let's see. Maybe... Ball, maybe.
What was that? Not sports. So no wrestling, no no soccer, no football, et cetera. What are some of your favorite things that are not sports? So you're just a sports guy.
Yes, I'm just a sports guy.
Do you, can you throw a curveball?
No.
Do you, what amount of weight can you lift during your, wrestle?
Maybe 18 pounds.
Eighteen pounds.
I do not know.
So you're still working on your upper arm skills.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What's your favorite thing to do at school?
Go to recess, science, math.
Go to recess. All right. What's your second favorite thing to do at school that's not recess?
Science.
So what are the chances that you might be a scientist?
In first grade, the first day of science, I've been looking for some bones from owls, and I could never find one. So.
Bones from owls?
Yes.
And if you found some bones from owls, what were you going to do with those? We are interviewing Ren. He's a second grader in school. And this is the kind of thing, if you'd like your child to be interviewed for the proper topic, we might be able to do this. So Ren is a second grader. What would you have done with the owl bones if you had found them?
When we're done, I'll give them back to my teacher. I think that's what we did. And I cannot remember because I was in first grade.
Yeah, it was so long ago. So and let me ask you, because this is an important question coming up. So take a deep breath. Get ready, because this is really what we've been doing for the last 48 minutes. What is your favorite way to raise money?
My favorite way to raise money is getting a lot of money, spend it for something maybe so expensive that I might give to Lazarus or you.
Well, I have to say that while that may not be appropriate, it does sound like a good plan. All right. I'll have to come back to that one. We have an anonymous pledge for a caller. Thank you so much. We take all pledges, whether you want your name shouted out or not. Thank you. There's an anonymous pledge there. And then this one from the Almost Home Pet Adoption Center. That's where Lazarus started.
I do not know, but you do.
That's true, but I'm telling you, that's where Lazarus was staying before the folks at the Almost Home Pet Adoption Center helped me hook up with Lazarus.
Wow.
That's right, wow, because they're special. They're a great group of people. And I always tell folks, the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA is a wonderful place. It's an important place. But the Almost Home Pet Adoption Center, which is the SPCA in Nelson County, is also an important and special place. And people need to remember that, especially for those on the south side of the county. It's right there. It's just down 29. And people should check that out as well. Sean McCord is in here. Are you stepping up and share something with me? You're here every other week and sometimes more often, and you'll be hosting the show in about 3 or 4 weeks with Jody Kilbasa.
That's right. I think that's October 24th. Jody Kilbasa, the director of the Virginia Film Festival. The Virginia Film Festival is this year again from November 4th through 8th, I believe it is, the Thursday through the Sunday, the first full week in November. And there's going to be a press event in just a couple of weeks, at which the Virginia Film Festival will be announcing their guests and several titles. And I've been working. I also work at the Virginia Film Festival as a volunteer. And I got to say, this sounds like a very exciting year. So yes, Jody will be here on October 24th to give you the inside poop.
And as Sean was so friendly and correct in saying at the start, when we were talking with Ms. Rita Ralston, Sean produces a show on a regular basis, and he's here to make the guest feel comfortable and the host feel competent.
Exactly.
Still working on that, though. We have 9 minutes left to make that happen.
I got your back, Ray.
Yeah, Ren, I think, feels competent. I don't know about myself. I need to take a moment to thank Ben Around Tattoos for supporting WNRN today. Ben Around Tattoos is in downtown Waynesboro. They feature male and female tattoo artists. Ben Around Tattoos, thousands of designs available, and they can create work from a design that you provide them. They also have piercing. Ben Around Tattoos in downtown Waynesboro, also in Charlottesville, 701 West Main Street. More information online, benaroundtattoos.com. Because I keep wanting to thank the folks who have called in with their pledges, thank you so much. Also, dial us up, 1152 on the wake-up call, 979-0919-1877, WNRN Rocks. That is a toll-free number if you're in Richmond or Harrisonburg, down in Lynchburg. Thank you. Please call up if you haven't already, and a great thank you to those who have. Ben Around Tattoos, by the way, 701 West Main Street, just a block down the road from L'Etoile. And we have gift certificates, thanks to the folks at L'Etoile, available for a level 2 pledge.
Just within a few blocks.
A tattoo, right. Yeah. Get your new tattoo, and then go out and eat to show it off. Or, I believe L'Etoile has a bar. And then go to get your tattoo.
Right. So if you wake up the next morning with a new tattoo, just check your pocket for your L'Etoile receipts.
For your L'Etoile receipt. Right. Thank you. Have a lovely meal where it makes you feel full and full of yourself, and then go to Ben Around Tattoos. I probably ruined both underwriters with that last comment. 979-0919-1877, WNRN Rocks. Rick Moore here. With the last several minutes of Fundraiser Sunday with my nephew, 7-year-old Ren Henchy. So, Ren, you were in town. You came up yesterday. What have you been doing in Charlottesville?
Yesterday, I've been with you eating some chocolate cake.
That's right. We did have chocolate cake, didn't we? We tried to have chocolate ice cream, but that didn't work.
No, because they've been cleaning out the ice cream maker. We went to another place, and they were out of chocolate.
Yeah, that didn't work very well. So much, I think that was karma's way of telling me, don't have any chocolate ice cream. So we substituted with chocolate cake instead. And what'd you do this morning?
Woke up, took a shower, got dressed, came here. Started the show.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's a full line. I hope you texted that to everyone who was out there. please call up 979-0919. I'm running out of stuff to say. I've already bothered my mother. Where's my other sister, by the way? I've got one sister here in the studio who brought Ren. My other sister is probably home sleeping in or something. Just not fair, is it?
No.
No, it's not. So, Ren, let me go back and ask you a few more questions. We'll finish up the hour with questions from a 7-year-old, from the 7-year-old point of view. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Why don't you have a pet?
Because my mother is allergic to pets.
But when we're there with Lazarus, she doesn't sneeze.
I know, because I do not. Sometimes she gets rashes. Maybe. I do not know.
All right. What is your favorite food?
Hot ham.
Would you say hot ham?
My mother cooks them, and it just turns out hot ham. Woo.
All right. So I would say not all 7-year-olds have hot ham as their favorite food. Sean, what the age of your kids?
Well, you put me on the spot here now. They're 12, 14, and 16. And I'm going to guess that hot ham is not...
Not on the list?
Not number one on the list.
Not number one on the list. Yeah. All right. Ren, 7-year-old. Do you have a cell phone?
No.
Do you have a Facebook page?
No.
What is your favorite pizza toppings?
Cheese.
Cheese. That's a good pizza topping, I
no
think.
No ham?
No ham. I would think that many people like cheese on their pizza. Yeah.
It's a classic.
Yeah. So, Ren, if you were going to call up and make a pledge, which of these, what interests you of all the things we've talked about, what thing interests you most? What would you ask for with your pledge?
On the table, I saw some stuff and I saw a cup, and I wish my mother would buy that, but she would not.
It's not buying it. It's pledging and getting a thank you with a cup.
I thought he was going to go for the tattoo.
The tattoo? Yeah. Well, I was thinking the King's Dominion passes.
That too. But yeah. My mom will not go there.
No, your mom won't go there. They must have a lot of cats and dogs at King's Dominion. All right. It is 11:57 on the wake up call. This is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. Before we started, the show is being recorded for podcast. And Sean McCord said, "So when Ms. Ralston leaves, I should probably turn off the recording." And I said, "No, because something's going to be said in the last 20 minutes that makes the whole thing worth recording." There goes one phone, 979-0919. And then the other line, toll free. You can dial that again, 979-0919. We'll ring through on another line, 979-0919. Toll free, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. A couple of these, items are not going to be available afternoon today. The, Lee Channing, I'll probably take with me, and she supports the Wake Up Call. It's not that she doesn't support WNRN, but the folks who listen to Wake Up Call are more of her type folks. She likes to know who is going to be coming to see her. The Sammy Snacks is out there, the L'Etoile, the King's Dominion passes from Coca-Cola, in our area. So dial us up. Just a couple minutes left before we turn it over to Drew and Patrick for Les Temps Purdue. All right, Ren, tell us one last thing. I would like to know something you like about Ronald McDonald House.
I do not know that. I've never been there, so I do not know.
But Ms. Ralston told us so many things. What did she tell you that made you think, oh, that's cool?
Ronald shows up there maybe a few days, and yeah. I would love to see him.
Yes. All right. So Ronald McDonald does show up every once in a while at Ronald McDonald House. Please support them. You heard that they're having a fun drive, a golf tournament in October. All right. We're going to turn it over to the guys at Les Temps Purdue. Thank you so much for all of you who called in your pledges. It is all about you. We can't make it happen without you. Adios.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.